Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers. It's coming up on 10 minutes before 10 o'clock Central Time, and Dave Dickey has our opening market report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared and the resumption of trading. Gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 4:15, up 1 1/4 on the open. July, 4:17, up 2 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3:50 1/2, up 1/4 on the open. July, 3:61 1/2, down 1/2. September, 3:73 1/2, unchanged. December, 3:87 1/4, up 1/4. March, 3:99, down 1 1/2 on the open. May corn opened at 2:17 3/4, down 1/2 on the open. July, 2:28 1/4, down 1/2. September, 2:37 3/4, down 1/2. December, 2:50, down 1/2. March, 2:58 1/4, unchanged. May, 2:64, up 1/2 on the open. May oats open at 1:70 1/4, down 1/2 on the open. July, 1:73 3/4, down 3/4. May soybeans opened at 5:73 1/2, up 1 on the open. July, 5:84 1/2. Down 3/4. August, 5:89 1/2, up 1. September, 5:95, up 2. November, 6:01 1/2, up 1/4. January, 6:08, unchanged. March, 6:14, up 1 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal open at 174.50, up 1.20 on the open. July, 177.20, up 60. May soybean oil opened at 22.82, down 9 on the open. July, 23.22, down 11. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 105.40, down 22.5 on the open. April, 106.70, down 20. May, 106.80, down 17.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 83.52 1/2, up 17.5 on the open. June, 78.25, up 12.5. April lean hogs opened at 59.22 1/2, up 22.5 on the open. May, 65.50, down 2.5. June, 66.95, up 12.5. July, 65.95, up 12.5 on the open. And May bellies open at 85 even, up 47.5 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolandagrienergy.com.
Be sure to join us tomorrow evening at the Tuscola Community Center for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting gets underway at 6:30. Panelists for the meeting include Chuck Shelby, Kurt Kimmel, and Clayton Pope. That's at the Tuscola Community Center in Tuscola, 6:30 p.m., the starting time. We hope to see you there. Joining us in the studio with a look at today's markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
All right, good morning, Dave.
Let's go ahead and start in the corn pit, where we now see off of that lower opening a lot of green on the screen. Looks like it's found some support levels.
Well, I think, yes, basically you have, Dave. As you've looked here, funds have been this. Yesterday was about their third day. The traditional funds have liquidated 40% of their corn long position, and we're seeing a little bit of buying come in here around this 220 level. We got down to 217.5 on the open in the May, and, you know, we popped. There's two things. It's turnaround Tuesday. It's the fourth day, with 3-day move that way. And if we look outside the weather and little basis levels tightened up a penny yesterday at the Gulf. So all those things together called for a little short covering rally this morning.
What are funds long? About 120,000 contracts at this point?
As we look, there's 111.3. So that's pretty darn close was what the estimate showed this morning.
In the December corn contract, there was talk before the open that we might even go ahead and challenge over the next few sessions that little gap down at 243.5 going through 245.75 on its way down there. Do you think over the next week or so that still may be possible?
Well, probably not before we see the planning intentions report here. Dave, I think that we've got enough, just some enthusiasm, a little bit of talk. We heard a little more La Nina talk on a couple of the news wires this morning. So between that, the ethanol usage, and the possible acreage cut, I think it's going to be hard to push down to the 243 level before the acreage report.
November beans now, taking a look at that contract, sitting at 603.5 up 2.25. It's got a little pop in it, too, today. Again, turnaround Tuesday?
Well, that, we look here, too, also. Some of the areas got good rains, others didn't get quite as good of rains. We were talking to folks down in the Delta area. They got 2 inches here today, but they're still feeling very dry, and they're still wanting to see a little better moisture before it comes planting time. Also, we saw the one report yesterday out of Brazil, they did cut the yield a little bit down there. We generally think they're on the low side, so it wasn't quite as shocking. But all in all, the talk of La Nina, everything like that, enough fun sell-off. And we have to remember that the funds were not near as long and the beans weren't near as toppy as the corn and the wheat is. So along with Tuesday, along with some good support at the $6 level, we're seeing a little follow-through pop in the beans today, too.
Any ideas that the funds will want to get even shorter going into the planting season?
That's definitely a possibility if we break through some real support levels here. But, just as we look at right now, I don't think they're going to do that. Before we maybe see the planting intentions and maybe a little better look at what the spring weather is going to be.
What are they short now? What, 20, 25,000 contracts, something like that?
26,000 this morning, so awful close guess there, Dave.
Over in the wheat pit, what's your analysis today?
Well, I think that basically along the same lines, we've dropped tremendously as far as our open interest in the wheat. We took off and discounted the rain very highly, and we took some more off yesterday because it happened. But the trick's going to be to look and see how much rain we got, how much good it's going to do, and when the next rain's going to appear, and how we can hang out in the world market. Are we going to be able to get enough follow-through buying here at these lower levels? We did stimulate some buying by our lower levels here on Friday and yesterday in the world export market.
There's a little gap on the lead May wheat contract around 345 and three quarters. That would be another dime or so. That would be quite a drop, I suppose, at this point.
Very possible, but it doesn't look like we're going to get there today or tomorrow, Dave.
Over in the Merck, what do you see?
Well, the Merck, they opened, a tad better. The cattle are staying okay. Of course, we had 20 inches of snow in central Nebraska. The asking price is a little higher, but basically cattle aren't moving out there, Dave. It's very quiet because of the snow and not fighting anything. The hogs, though, have taken a little bit of a downturn this morning after opening higher. So I imagine if we see any trend today, it might be the hogs pulling the cattle lower. But basically stand still on the cattle as we go.
So what are you telling producers who have been watching these markets fall over the last 7 or 8 sessions, particularly in the corn over the last 3 sessions, and they call you up and they say, what's going on with that?
Well, of course, we expected this break. We looked for it to happen. In fact, it took a little longer to happen than what we thought it might. We actually lightly were removing some hedges yesterday and this morning a little bit, a little pop looking to reestablish the corn hedges a little bit higher on this bounce. So we're probably going to be reestablishing some hedges if we get a little farther move up.
Thank you very much, Wayne. You have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's look at the current tick. May wheat in Kansas City, 413.5, down a quarter. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 354, up 3.75. July at 365.25, up 3. May corn, 220.75, up 2.5. July, 231.25, up 2.5. September, 240.5, up 2.25. December, 252, up 1.5. May soybeans, 5.75¾, up 3¼. July, 5.87½, up 2¼. August, 5.92, up 3½. November, 6.03½, up 2¼. May soybean meal, 173.80, is up 50. May soybean oil, 22.97. That's up 6. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeders, 105.25, down 37½. April live cattle, 83.45, up 10. April lean hogs, 58.55, down 45. This from Ed Kieser in the weather office. A blizzard warning in effect for Christian, DeWitt, Logan, Macon, Sagamon, and Shelby counties until 4 o'clock today. And a winter storm warning is in effect for Champaign, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, and Vermilion counties until 4 o'clock today. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.